We are fanning means that we have to put air conditioners here very soon. Is that a good idea? Yes. So I'm giving you 1 minute to fan yourself. Fan yourself well. Fan it. Fan. But away, no, your friends say. But from ano, that 1 year, and fan yourself well. One day you may never get the chance again in this church to fan yourself, because the AC will be blowing you.
Amen.
Free of charge. Free of charge. My God. But the year is ending beautifully. And you are also crossing over beautifully.
Now, so much I feel like I've been fooling for fair.
Are you in church?
Yes.
I said the year is ending beautifully.
I say I feel like I've been fooling for fair.
And you are also crossing over beautifully.
Now, so much I feel like I've been fooling for fair.
Is this somebody's testimony here?
I say, you'll be a dance today.
Yes. When you are at the back, you have a tendency of disconnecting and being on your phone.
Now it's on our phone, so what you doing?
So try and be in the service. Now we want to prophesy into 2021.
2021.
Are you here?
Yes.
We want God to select and arrange and position in
2021
every divine helper and destiny helper that we require in 2021. May they be selected now. May they be positioned now. May they be arranged now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your amen be resounding. Everybody needs a helper. Yes. Sometimes I'm even praying for an exchange of helpers.
But
sometimes the one who is helping you needs help himself. The person who is helping you, who is your helper, needs help himself. He's not a good helper. Is someone in church?
Yes.
Or you are asleep?
Oh.
If you are here and you are in trouble, and your first 5 friends cannot help you with 500 Ghana Cedi.
No moon to me, wow, I want 500 Ghana Cedis. One
first 5 friends, friend number one,
oh, no.
Friend number two, friend number three, number four, and number five. Top 5 close friends cannot take out 500 Ghana Cedi and give you. Masa, you need a destiny helper right now.
So I want now for 4 and me and wow for 5 Ghana Cedi, sir.
You see, I'm talking to you. But some of you are looking into my face and say, what I'm saying, it doesn't apply to you. Yes. But if you need financial help right now, your top 5 friends cannot help you. Worst of it, cry that you are here. Today is 27th of December 2018. You are owing MTN Momo.
Now the MTN Foka.
And you are going to cross over into 2021.
Now owing MTN Momo.
So God forbid.
There
are 3 people on this side.
You
are owing MTN Momo.
They
They are even looking for you. So, you usually when I'm sending money to some people, they say, I would like to confirm the number. Is it the number you want me to send the money?
No.
I said, Reverend, I will send you another number.
I said, the number for my mouth.
I said, why?
I said, Nientia.
Yes. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. May the Lord cause money to arrive to your life now. Anybody who owes MTM Mobile, there will be a miracle today. There will be a miracle today. In the name of Jesus. You cannot enter 2021 owing.
What do you mean for a kind of 2021?
And they're owing today, they are owing. And yet, I can see beer so.
I say, I cannot win it.
50 Ghana City. 100 Ghana City. If you are going to owe, you have to owe properly.
I say, if somebody's out there, they can't see it.
What the car? 50 Ghana City. 100 Ghana City. MTM Momo. 110. Obidika 14 Ghana City. 1-4. Look, nobody will enter 2021 owing.
I see Obibia Nuade and Kabira 20.
In the name of Jesus. Left or right
up.
Say, my father, my father. Pray it like you believe it. Say, my father, my father. I prophesy that 2021, every destiny helper, every financial helper that you have picked up for my life, that you have selected for my life, may I meet them in January. May I meet them in January. May I meet them in January. In the name of Jesus. Say, my father, my father. Any man, any woman who you have blessed, who you have blessed for my sake, I decree and I declare in 2021, may I meet them in January. May I meet them in January. In the mighty name of Jesus. May that be your testimony in the name of Jesus. You will meet them earlier in the year. I said you will meet them earlier in the year. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody need to recommend you to somebody.
I was saying, Obida, where did you be?
Somebody need to refer you to somebody. Or refer somebody to you.
And that's all they'll be so chill.
Somebody need to give a good testimony about you. Lift your right hand. Say, my father, my father. Everybody holding a testimony. Everybody holding a good testimony of me in their hearts. I decree, let them begin to speak. Let them begin to speak. Let them begin to speak. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, my father, my father. I receive recommendations. I receive recommendations. Recommendations. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Somebody will be speaking well about you. Somebody will be speaking well about you. Somebody will be speaking well about you. And you will not be there. But they will be speaking well about you. That's why you get that job. That's why you get that contract. That's why she will say yes to you. That's why that door will open. If you believe it, shout, my father, my father. Every door that didn't open, every door that didn't open in 2020, every door that didn't open in 2020, today I declare by fire, by force, in 2021, in the month of January, I command that door to open. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear you say, my Father. My Father. In the year 2020, every door that didn't open to me, every door that was shut to me, in 2021, I prophesy, let that door open. Let that door open. Let that door open. I command it open. In the name of Jesus. Yes. It's opening.
Yes.
It's opening.
Yes.
And it must open in January. 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 So I stand on the altar. I declare open doors. I declare new jobs. I declare marital doors open. I declare traveling doors open. I declare contracts open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Every evil story, experience, every bad experience I had in 2020, it shall not follow me to
2021.
Every bad experience I had in 2020, it shall not follow me to
2021.
Hear me. Hear me. Anything that caused disappointment, we stop it in 2020. I'm crossing over with doubters. 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 You know what it is that happened to you in 2020. I prophesy to you, you are crossing over without any calamity, any tear, any pain, any experience, any embarrassment. You are crossing over without us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm upgrading. My life is upgrading. Give two people a high five and tell them that 2021 Hey, anybody sitting on your destiny? Anybody sitting on your destiny? Anybody sitting on your case? Anybody who is the reason why you don't have joy? I release judgment into their house. 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 In the name of Jesus. Bear or lion which is coming 2021 for your child to take your child. Every parent, hear me. There are bears and lions waiting in 2021 to take our children. But I stand on the altar, I declare, before they plant, they die. Before they plant, they die. Before they plant, they die. Blood, in the name of Jesus. before they plant it, they die.
So our message said, no, we'll go away with the dada.
Yes. Manakuva balasule. I said before the planet they die. Before the planet they fail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May your case be settled. May your case be settled. In the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your hands together and take your seats. Are going to happen at the crossover into 2021. Second Chronicles 2020. So it's a chalak crossover. Chalak crossover. Chalak crossover. Chalak crossover. It's a chalak crossover. Second Chronicles 2020. The prophet that God Mills has set us on a tone. He says we are chalaking into
2021.
Yes. We are chalaking into 2021. Everybody say chalak. Say it like you are the only one in the church. Chalak. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established." Establishment is what makes you immovable. It's like there's no wind that can move you when you are established. That's why during the lockdown, not everybody was hungry.
No,
not everybody was hungry. Not everybody was sad. In fact, people enjoyed during the lockdown. Yes. Immediately. They woke up and ate.
I'm sorry, I'm not planning to
eat. And stayed at home and watched movies and ate. You see, many people, the pot belly came proper during the lockdown.
Say,
yes. So after the lockdown, we had to start doing a lot of things to press it in, but still.
Not
everybody was hungry. There is no wind that is about to blow again that will make you hungry. You will not be hungry. Yes. The days where you are walking about, there's no 20 Ghana cedi in your pocket. Bank account zero. Pocket zero. Momo number Owen.
Hey.
Credits zero. Credit card, what borrow? May a certain glory from the Lord change your testimony. Father, change the testimony of seven young men here. Seven young men here. I prophesy a change of status in the name of Jesus. Something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. us. So a time is going to come. Whether there's an evil wind or there's no evil in your house, you'll just be happy. It's called establishment. When you work somewhere and then they are thinking of downsizing and your name is coming up, you are not established. No. If you are an established employee, your name will never come up for downsizing. You say, hey, let's.
I say, what do you say?
Nipa 5. Now, listen up, where Udin number 3. E. Say, God forbid. It will never happen to you ever again. Yes. If you change job, it's by your choice. You say, oh, I'm okay here. I want to move on to my next place. Then you change. But it will not be that you are given a sack letter. Ah! Any such story will reverse it in the name of Jesus. Yes. When you are established in marriage, you cannot be afraid of slave queens. There are ladies who are afraid of other ladies talking to their husbands. It's like this one, as she's talking to my husband, way there, when you say, my panel, we're just so there, on your level. We're just so there. But we, they be on me, who we are, I don't know. And the way my husband too has been smiling, and they are, no, there's something wrong. It's like you are not an established wife on your chair.
And
you are afraid. So when you are like that, you'll be checking your husband's phone all the time. All ladies who every time you are checking your husband's phone, you are not established. You are not established in the marriage.
Oh, so baby, are you calling kunu for mu biara no? Unji na wa namu yeye.
Check it. Who has sent the text? Who has this sent the text? Who has called? Who is calling?
No, bisa una ne frau.
Who is Genevieve?
Una di niye.
I can see this number ring 7 times. Hey.
Hey.
Usro. Usro. No, sit on your chair well.
I said,
sit on your chair well.
I said,
as a wife, Dubai, which I say, are you on your chair? Tinasu ye. Yes. Oh, sorry that. Oh, also, I'm going for. You don't give your husband a hug. You don't give him a hug. You don't give him a hug. You don't give him a hug.
So,
then when they come to church and a sister says, oh, then you are jealous.
Oh,
brother John. So hard, no, maybe. I'm telling you something. Be established on your marital seat. Yes. Establishment. Establishment. Practical. Yes. Where am I? Establishment. And believe in his prophets. And what will happen? Believe in his prophets. And then what will happen? I can't hear you. What will happen? Yeah. So there is prosperity, which is what we are calling chalak. that is coming to us in 2021. Yes. Yes. Please, please follow me. I'm not preaching for a long time. Help me not to cross certain time. When is that? I'm going to just raise your hand and watch your door. So that I. But I'm going to make a point somewhere. Don't miss that point. Are you here? The word shalak, there are four things that are coming out of it. I want you to take one of them and mine the gold from it for 2021.
See, shalak, no, you are the nine I ever home.
You take one of them, if you like, take all.
Also,
and do business with all the four. Are you ready? Believe in his prophets. And you will shalak. Number one, to shalak is to go over. To go over. To cross over. A limitation. A barrier. An obstacle. To shalak means that I go over it. Yeah. And anything which is an imaginary barrier. You know, Bishop Saki told the story. In time past, we used to use a certain type of chalk called magic chalk. We used it to kill cockroaches and so you would just draw a line and go to bed. Any cockroach, male or female, young or old, if he makes a mistake and crosses that line, it's dead. Is dead. And we may not even know that there are magic chalks that have been arranged. We must never cross a certain barrier. Please hear me. Some people, the barrier is the barrier of the borders of the nation. It is determined that you will never cross the borders of Ghana.
Because
watch it. Your parents haven't crossed anywhere. They've been born in Ghana, they've lived in Ghana, they are dying in
Ghana.
Can I talk to you?
Yes.
Do you want to die never ever seeing Accra from the top before? You want to look at the sky. You never see Accra from a plane looking down. Like, you never want to have that experience.
Hey.
You never want to know how to check in. When you say, have you checked in? It's like, it's not a statement you can ever make. I've checked in. To check in at an airport, like, it's never a sentence on your lips that I've checked in. I'm talking to you. Do you have a boarding pass? Like, do you know what a boarding pass is? Like, I don't have a boarding. What is a boarding pass? It's never associated. There is an imaginary line that has been determined that you must cross it in the name of Jesus. Yes. I'm talking to you. Use your leg and say, I clean every magic chalk that has been made as a barrier. I clean it. I clean every magic chalk. I cross over. Psalm 18 verse 29. David said, Psalm 18 verse 29, but my God, have I run through a troop? But my God, I've leaped over a wall. Everything which is a wall. For by thee I have run through a troop. And by thee I've leaped over a wall. A wall. Sarah, anything which is a wall. A wall. which has confined you in 2020. I release the blessing of Chalak that makes you go over it in the name of Jesus. This verse will be on your lips that, by my God, I have jumped over every wall. I've 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 jumped over every wall. In the name of Jesus. Whether it is business, jump over the wall of business. Jump over it.
Yes.
Sometimes you feel that, Charlie, you've pushed down, you are still there. I'm still there. Say, Achalak. I go over. Say, I go over. Every wall, I go over it. Every obstacle, I go over it. In the name of Jesus. Number two. Watch Alaki. Shanto Velegeskila Bradia. Number two, it needs to break out. Break out. This is just in preparation for crossover in
2021.
Bishop Benny says we shouldn't say break out. It's not powerful. We say break out. We say break out. Can I hear you say break out? Just say, whoever is holding me here, they will be tired soon. Whatever is holding me will be tired soon. Do you sometimes feel that something is holding you from doing what you must do? Like a force, you know that I need to do this, but something is holding you inside. And you can't push out. Sometimes you know that I need to talk to this man. If I talk to this man, he will be one of my major customers. But when you see the man, no, something holds you. Like you can't even move and talk to him.
If you catch yourself,
there's a force that is inside that is holding us down.
Like,
the things you did to do, you can't do. But any negative energy inside of you, shout, I break out of it. Break out. Say break out.
Break out.
Yeah. To break out is more of being free from yourself.
Because
sometimes what is holding us is that something like you have to break out of shyness.
Many
things that will move us forward, we are shy. Intimidation. You need to break out of it.
I was saying, we free.
Yes. See, I'm breaking out.
I said, you me will free.
Anything that has held me, like pushed me back,
it
will allow me to feel free. To run, to do what I must do. Holding me bound. May its power over you die in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 52 verse 2. This is just to brush the tongue. I break out of poverty. This one, when they ask you, when are you going to marry? So we are planning.
So the man now say, worry or say yes. Say
we are planning because the money is not there.
See, can you what? Yes.
Say yeah. Poverty is not good though.
Oh, here the part.
Huh? Poverty is not good though.
Oh, here on the part.
I pull in church.
Yes.
Many people sitting here. Look, tell all the ushers outside to come in. They need this message. They are standing in the crowd. They need to break out of poverty. Or maybe not poverty, lack. You can't dash 100 Ghana city.
So won't you mean say we need 100 cities?
Somebody say right now, let me say it's like 100. Ask your neighbor, Charlie, I want to dash you money right now. Mobile money quickly. What's the number? I want to wire it right now. What? Give me the number. Charlie, wire somebody 100 Ghana city right now in the service.
Turn to your neighbor,
say, Charlie, give me the number. I'm wiring right now. I'm giving it right now. Right now. No, mention the number. I'm wiring 100 Ghana city. Hey! Please, if you receive it, let me know. I want somebody to wire 100 Ghana city right now to somebody. It's not possible that. Share. Pearl, ask for the number. Enter into your mobile number and wire 100 Ghana city here, right here, now, in the service. I'm not moving on until somebody receives 100 Ghana city right now. No. It's not possible that no member of mine can share 100 Ghana city in the service. How? Yes. Next time, know who you sit by. Next time, when the usher brings and say, hey, can you wire 100 Ghana city? I will sit by you.
So why don't you answer me 100 cities? I mean now, check.
If the usher brings you forward, check. Madam, Mano, Ope, why are you 100 Ghana city? Manana, Mano. Ope. Manana, Mano. Okay. Let me help some people. If you are here and you owe MTN Mobile,
so what happened with the car?
I need about 3 people. We want to help 3 people. They cannot cross over owing. Come. You owe MTN Mobile. Come. You owe MTN Mobile. Come. Ghana city in the service. Clap your hands together for this. Yeah! Mama G, that's why the Ghana city. Wow. It's good to sit by a powerful neighbor. Clap your hands together for Mama G. God bless you, Radishra. And bless you. Amen. Now, I need to solve a 55 Ghana city here. 55 Ghana, won't they come here? Won't count. I need to solve a 55 Ghana city here right now. Anybody stand to your feet and wire it. You will solve it. God bless you. Control. God bless you. But number no. But number. Change it, you know. And say 64 Ghana city. 64 Ghana city. I saw it. One more December. My God. the worship leader. Now, kotodwe there and says only kakra. I need two people. Yes. Don't even hear the amount. Just get up and say, I'll praise the worship that you cannot owe. So get up. Yeah, my wife. Yes. Saying it. This 100. Yes, give it to him. But it's not finished. Oh. And sire, it's it. There be all the toy, a friend said, Sidia or the Tienum. Where's the second person? No, no, he doesn't. Oh, he's finished. Ah, he's not finished. I said, man, yeah. Hey, one more person to clear. Randy, you're finishing it up for him. God bless you. Randy sorted that for you. Ah, is this where you come in? The way you were coming, no. Sure. You don't move like that, oh. Okay. Anyway, our drama also. How much? 1,000. 1,000. 100. Ah, Munjini, Anale. Ah, Munjini. Ah, Mamu Sani Keke, Munjini, sir. Okay, it will be solved. You want to solve it now? Yes, okay, I need two people, 50 each, to solve this problem. Won't count. Next year, where you there? Why? One person will be 2021. Crossover, yeah. Crossover. Please, winner. I need 50. I give 50. Yeah. My wife is giving another 50. Oh, you should be coming for my wife, oh. One more from the back. Oh, Auntie Elizabeth is also clearing it. You should put it on the momo. Huh? It should be on the momo. Huh? Or should we take the cash and send momo? I don't wish that. No, or the. Yeah, what is that now on the KFC? I trying to do something. Menstrual, what would it be? Give the pen. Yeah, maybe a bit jam out. And they are. Okay. But maybe I get away. Away. Okay, maybe I'm solving my new problem. And they are after service. I'll claim for you. I give the scripture for breakout. Isaiah 52 verse 2. Then the third one is to come mightily. To come mightily.
So ubeba ha edimu teach you.
To come mightily. That's Genesis 10:8. One of the four definitions should be your experience. And you may have to take that word and the verse by it and constantly be praying about it. I'm coming mighty. Genesis 10 verse 8. And Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. To become powerfully.
So when you
arrive somewhere, your presence is known by your might. Like you have come powerfully.
So obejina baby numpono. Okay, see any best shrine.
I hear. When you're a center pastor and you arrive with your ship, you come with a mighty group of people.
Sister, we are chef now. You are chef. No, the way chair. I beg a siapa.
Hallelujah. And the last one is to push forward. Genesis 26:13. We are going to go deeper on the crossover service.
This
will be our experience. To push forward. Genesis 26:13. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became great. He went forward. Wherever we are stuck, we've not seen progress. We are vetoing that area of our life to see a forward movement. Hallelujah. Prophesy to someone that you will be moving forward. Look another neighbor and say, you will come mightily. You will not be insignificant anymore. You will not be disrespected anymore. You will not be looked down upon anymore. You are coming mightily. Find a smiling neighbor. Say, you are crossing over powerfully. Yes, you go over walls, you go over barriers. And the last one is what? Which one? To push. No, that's what we started with. The last one is to push forward. So the first one is what? When we are chalaking, is to go over every barrier. Second one is what? To break out. The third one is what? To come mightily. Your presence is noticeable. Your works are noticeable. And the last one is what? To push forward. Never be behind again. One of the four must be your testimony in 2021.
We are going to pray
for 2 minutes. I want you to take one of them and begin to declare over your life that this is my testimony.
I'm crossing over.
Take one of them right now. I don't know whether you want to cross over, to go over. You feel that for you need to break out. If some of you think you need that, you need to move forward, to push forward. You have been behind for too long. You need to push forward. And I don't know who you are. You say I need to come mightily. Everything about me is too small. I need to come mightily. I need the presence. I want to come mightily. I don't know who you are, but whichever you are, lift your voice. Begin to declare over your life. I am pushing forward. I am going over. I am breaking out. And I am coming mightily. I am pushing forward. I am going over. I am breaking out. And I am coming mightily. Lift your voice and prophesy it over your life. Prophesy it over your life. In the name of Jesus. Choose whichever you want. 2021. My ministry is breaking out. My ministry is coming mightily. In the name of Jesus. 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 I want you to take hold of your neighbor. Take hold of your neighbor. One to one. Look the neighbor in the face. Say, my neighbor. Look the neighbor in the face. Say to him, my neighbor, I release the four blessings of Chalak over your life. Tell him you must push forward. Tell him like a prophet, you must push forward. Tell him you are breaking out. Tell him whatever has held you bound, you are breaking out. Tell him you are coming mightily. Your things are becoming mighty. Everything concerning your life is becoming mighty. And the last one is what? Which one is the last one?
Yeah,
to push forward. Yes. Take a prophetic step. Say, I'm pushing forward. I take a step forward. I move forward. My business has moved forward. My marriage has moved forward. My education has moved forward. My family has moved forward. My finances has moved forward. My ministry has moved forward. My joy has moved forward. My peace has moved forward. My ministry has moved forward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Take your seats. Bow down your heads. Bow down your heads. Let me pray for somebody.
Today.
You don't want to enter 2021. Or you don't want to cross over with a certain guilt in your heart. You said, Pastor, I've made mistakes in 2020. There are things I thought I stopped, but I found myself back into them in 2020. I want God to forgive me before I cross over. Pastor, I need mercy. You are also here. You say, I've never given my life to Christ before. I've been coming to church, but I've never been serious with God before. Pastor, can you pray for me? Yes, I can pray for you. Lift up your right hand, whatever you want to pray. Lift it up. God bless you. Lift it up. Lift it up. Don't be shy. Lift it up. God bless you. I can see your hand. If you lift up your hand, can you stand to your feet? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You don't want to enter 2021 this way. If you lift up your hand, can you come to me at the front? Come. God bless you. 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 I'm living them in 2021.
Say,
dear Lord, this afternoon, I stand before your holy altar, before your people, and I confess my mistakes, my errors, my sins. Say, Jesus,
yes, way.
Whatever I did wrong in 2020, let them stay in
2020.
Say, I cross over without them. I pray for the blood. I pray for the blood. Let the blood wash me. Let the blood cleanse me. Give me a new start. A new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Let your blessing rest on my head. In Jesus'
name.
May this be your testimony. May the Lord cover your sins. And may the Lord exclude you from the judgment of your errors. You are walking into 2021 free. Pardoned.
Amen.
With the mercy of the Lord.
Yes.
This is your portion. Satan shall not accuse you anymore.
Amen.
Satan shall not raise judgment against you anymore.
Yes.
It is cancelled by the blood.
Amen.
Go and walk in your freedom.
Amen.
Your peace.
Amen.
And your joy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Clap your hands together for them. Take your seats. Clap your hands together at the back. Wow. Beautiful. Can I receive a very powerful